Now, I want to tell the story of why that made the difference. First of all, let me tell you about the person who I was not only an atheist, but anti-Christianity especially. I had an specific anger toward the self-righteousness that I saw in Christianity. And so many people were always talking to me about my sin or how, about going to hell and all of this stuff. And it just made me more and more antagonistic. But what Dorothy Cunningham, this woman that I so abused in her Christianity, because we worked together, I used the F word, I did everything that would be insulting to her, hoping she would quit, because she irritated me so much, always praising the Lord and talking about God doing this and God doing that, and it just would make me cringe. And I would purposely be rude to her, and she never responded in kind. And when one day she came to me and talked to me, and what she knew that I want to put as the seed for the story so you can hear it, is what we were talking about yesterday. She knew that you judge fruit and what you see by whether or not what's producing it is good or not. You judge what's from God because it produces good fruit, and only what's God can produce good fruit. But we forget that's in all human beings. We're all made in the image of God. Even those who are not saved, God is working. It's not like he didn't work through Pharaoh. It's not like he didn't work through Joseph's brothers. He is working all the time through all human beings. And there is something good in every human being that is because of whatever little bit that mind is obeying the law of Christ, even though they don't have a clue what that is. But the creation testifies about him, and there's a little bit in every human being, and to the point that their conscience obeys that law of God, good will come. And she understood that, and she did not see me because of my sin. She saw me clothed in the glory of God, that I also was created for glory. And in me, she said, Liz, I see such good in you. And she told me about all the things she admired. And then she said, and I've got to tell you what that means to me, and I know you're not going to agree with this, but I have to say this, Liz. You're a Christian, but you're too ignorant to know it yet. Now that is talking to, talk about, she has more courage than I. I never go that far in my evangelism. But she says, and I'll tell you why, because those good things are in you because God is working in you. Good can only come from God. Now, let me tell you, that's how to show someone their sin. What shows us our sin is not the righteousness of people, not accusations. Satan's the accuser. In Romans 2, it says the kindness and goodness of God is what compares to his holiness. When she treated me, she didn't say, oh, Liz, let me tell you how offended I am by your using the F word. Didn't tell me that. She didn't tell me, do you know how rude that was when you did that thing? No, she was like Joseph. She told me what God was doing through it all. And here's the thing, what she did, because she was so kind to me, even when she said something that to me seemed so ridiculous at the time, I opened my mouth to argue, and it slammed shut. Because I was so ashamed of how I had treated her. And in that shame, in her holiness, in her goodness that came from God, I was drawn to her. And I never mistreated her again without a single accusation. It's the holiness of God that tells a sinner that they are a sinner. And it's the mercy of God that allows you to bear the shame and not be destroyed by it.